With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Democrats seek a shutdown strategy as the White House works to diminish their power. More from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Democrats on Capitol Hill are furious with the Trump administration and their Republican counterparts for undercutting government funding negotiations, but they aren't showing a unified strategy for forcing the GOP to change course 10 weeks out from a shutdown deadline. In the House, Republicans are ignoring Democratic priorities in government funding bills, moving forward with deep spending cuts and conservative policy riders. In the Senate, Democrats have more leverage, where 60 votes will be needed to move forward, and GOP leaders are already advancing funding bills with buy-ins from across the aisle. Republican Congressman Chip Roy of Texas said in an interview, quote, "They're just throwing stuff against the wall because they're losing this fight." Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Police have a suspect in the shooting of a Border Patrol agent in New York.
The suspect held in the overnight shooting of an off-duty Border Patrol agent in a Manhattan park is in the country illegally. The New York Post is reporting that the federal agent was shot in the face by an illegal immigrant identified as 21-year-old Miguel Francisco Mora Nunez, who tried to rob him. The Department of Homeland Security says Mora Nunez, an illegal immigrant from the Dominican Republic, crossed the border illegally in 2023 and has a long rap sheet, including four arrests in New York City, where he was released without bail each time. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Harvard University has appeared in federal court challenging $2.6 billion in funding cuts by the Trump administration. At the hearing on Monday, the university accused the government of using funding as leverage to control its academic decisions. The cuts followed Harvard's rejection of demands from a federal anti-Semitism task force. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 19 points, the Nasdaq rose 78, the S&P 500 advanced 8. This is SRN News. The Trump administration issues guidance on religion.
The Office of Personnel Management is telling all departments that people of faith must be accommodated. An OPM memo says that, quote, all agencies must honor and enforce the Constitution's guarantee of religious liberty and end any form of religious discrimination by the federal government. No federal employee should be forced to choose between their faith and their federal service. Many critics say people of faith had a tough time in the government during the Biden years. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Muslim terrorists are stepping up their attacks on Christians in the Democratic Republic of Congo. International Christian Concern reports the main problem is a group called the Allied Democratic Forces, which has been killing and terrorizing believers for years. The ADF is actually based in neighboring Uganda, but lately it's invaded the DRC and is seeking to destabilize it. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks inched to more records to kick off a week full of profit updates from big U.S. companies. The S&P 500 rose 0.1% and squeaked past its prior all-time high that was set on Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped less than 0.1%, and the NASDAQ Composite added 0.4% to its own record. Verizon Communications helped lead the way following its better-than-expected profit report. Cleveland-Cliffs rallied after the steel producer reported a smaller loss than analysts expected. Other companies slated to report their results for the spring this week include Alphabet, Coca-Cola, and Tesla. The Dow dropped 19 points to close at 44,323. The NASDAQ gained 78 to 20,974. The S&P 500 added 8 points to 6,305. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.